Lorenzo.
Oh, hi, Idris. It's much better now. Okay, perfect. Okay, so go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Yeah, so I was asking you how much you were going to be charging my car for because I was not able to come up with the full $398.
Oh, okay. So that is how much I was going to charge, but how much do you have available today? I can see if they could work out something special for you, maybe do a split payment or something.
I have $290.
$290? Okay. So I have to get an override. I'll do that right now while we're talking and see if I can get approval on it. I have to get an override to put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly, but with the setup fee, that's still going to come to $298 today. So let me just see if I can get them to, or I mean, it would be $348 with the setup fee. So I can ask them if they would reduce the setup fee to just $39, and then that would lower your initial with the setup fee to just $288. And you think that would go through if I got that authorized?
Yes.
That will? Okay, so give me a second. So I'm going to ask. And since this is friends and family pricing, I can't tell them that you're my brother or my cousin, but I'll tell them that I'm wanting to use that rate just to help you get this authorized and then reduce the setup fee to $39. Okay, so we work up. It would be $288 today, and if I get this approved, it'll be only $249 moving forward. So you'll be grandfathered into that friends and family pricing. So we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I will usually hear back if I request something by GChat within about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So hopefully by the time we're finished, you know, going through all this, I'll be able to know if they're authorizing it or not, okay? And I'm so sorry, Idris. I hit a button and it erased the new address and the middle name. So tell me, what was the middle name again?
Donnell.
That's right. And I remember the street was on Low, but what was the number?
1300 Lowe Road.
Okay. And then the zip code one more time?
76063.
Okay, so this time it better stick. Sometimes computers have a mind of their own. Let me make sure. And it's in Mansfield, right?
Yes, Mansfield, okay. Texas.
Mansfield, Texas. Okay, perfect. It did stick this time, so that's good. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
It's going to be 5265.
Okay.
3465.
Mm-hmm.
0328.
Mm-hmm.
1210.
Okay, and expiration?
0627.
6 of 27, and then the code?
740.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is I'll go through a voice verification recording reflecting that friends and family pricing, and then hopefully by the time we're done, I'll get the approval to do it. And then some of this will be repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Texan Pride Builders.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Idris Irvin, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. All that means is if you do anything else for your business online, make sure to let us know about it so we can make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So the payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just $288. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So give me a second here, because as I was reading that, my light is blinking. So they are getting back to me. Oh, good. Good. Okay, so they're approving it. So I just have to activate this promo code, and then I can process. And then we're triply booked for the rest of the day, Idris, but I'm going to schedule the client interview for you on Monday. That appointment is going to take about 20 minutes. What would work best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
We can do, I guess, afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay. So let's see for Monday, which is the 24th. We have a 12 o'clock, a 1 o'clock, 3, 4, or 5 for Monday.
Let's do 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm booking out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Central, and that's just in case the technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because we got you special pricing, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, I got an email.
Perfect. So in the email, there will be one that says your initial invoice. So if you open that one, you'll see a little blue link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom and then hit the two boxes that you have to check and then plug your name in and hit confirm signature. You have to put the middle name in since that's also in the billing. But once it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now, because that will be provided in the welcome email that we just sent you. But if you see the username and password, that's a good sign, because that shows you that it actually went through. Or is it having trouble loading, or is it opening?
It's open. Now, give me 1 second.
Sure. Are you still with me, or do you have some questions about it, or?
I'm still with you. I'm just reading over it.
Oh, okay.
So you said it's going to take 30 to 45 days to get my business on the first page of Google?
Correct. However, some of that is dependent on you, because we say 30 to 45 days because there's instances where we create a client interview and then we call out at that appointment time and it gets missed, and then we reschedule it and then it gets missed again. Things like that will hold up your placement, right? The second thing that would hold up your placement is I sent you an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. Please send that into us. There are 7 suggestions on there. You don't have to send all 7. Just send over what you can. But sometimes people see that email and they delete it and they don't think they have to do anything with it. And then 3 weeks goes by and we call back and they haven't sent it yet. So things like that will hold up your placement. But as long as you do those 2 things in a timely manner, which is 1, do the client interview that we just set up for Monday, but 2, also, you know, get over those pictures for the Google verification, then everything's going to go a lot smoother and you will see results quicker. Keep in mind also the Facebook ads, they're going to kick in fairly quickly. We say within under 2 weeks. So you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month. However, it will be the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay. I've already verified my Google account. So when you say verify with photos, what do you mean by that?
Oh, that's right. No, I forgot about that. We were talking about that yesterday. If you've already verified it, you don't have to go through that step. What you'll do is you'll just go in and add Local Splash as a manager to the page that you already have, and then we'll go in and we'll optimize it. So I think what we were discussing yesterday was that you've already verified it, but it's not published yet. Is that correct?
No, my page is published. My local service ads page is not one.
It was the local. Oh, that's right, because someone charged you $400, right? And then after that, it stopped?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just see. Oh, here it is. 4 Google reviews. Okay, I see it. So I'm going to that first email with the pictures, that's automated. That goes out to everybody that signs up. But since you already have the Google page, I'm going to send you a different one that says important. Please add us to your Google business profile. And that's the one where you would just go in and add us as a manager. And then we'll optimize that page to show on the first page of the results.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And then I just want to let you know, as far as that email goes, just so that you know, with the terms, remember the platinum package on our site does sell, you know, for $5.99 monthly. So now that you've done that terms, you're grandfathered into that $249 pricing. So that's good that we got that piece of the puzzle taken care of for you. And then lastly, down the road, any revisions that you make to your campaign, they're also free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So if you ever wanted to make an update or anything like that, you would just call in the toll-free number, the same one that you called to reach me, but you would hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. Okay? And then also, if you ever want to reach me, and you put in that 777, it does ring to my desk. So even though I was on the other line earlier, I saw those 2 calls come in, and then I can call you right back if I miss a call and, you know, try to assist you that way, okay?
Yes.
Can you do me one favor, though? I want to send you an email that says, please send a link to your business Facebook page. Because I remember yesterday, because I put in Texan Pride, there was so much other stuff coming up that for some reason I couldn't find your Facebook. So I'll send you an email, and if you could just please reply with your Facebook link, that way I can send that over to the technician.
One question. Is there anywhere I can allocate the Facebook ads to Google instead?
No, but you can do Google Ads. It's just that the minimum budget to run Google Ads is $300 rather than $100. So the reason we don't recommend the Google Ads for a small to mid-sized business is, I don't know if you've tried them in the past, but you have to pay per click. So they get very, very expensive. You know, sometimes people put $300 into Google Ads and the pay per click rate is $30 a click. So after only 10 people click on them, they rotate off and someone else rotates on. So I think you'll get much more bang for your buck to leave it with the Facebook ads because, you know, they're much more affordable. But also Google recommends us to bundle all of our services with the Facebook ads initially just to jumpstart your results and get you traction a little bit sooner. Okay. If you ever get to the point down the road where you want to remove them, I wouldn't do that for at least the first 2 months, but if you ever wanted to remove them once you're actually ranking on the first page of Google, then you could do that and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly.
Okay.
So do you think that you have a link to your Facebook page or you don't need us to build a new one for you, do you?
Nah, I can figure out the password for it.
Okay. Yeah, you don't even have to figure out the password as long as you can log in and just, you know, copy and paste the link and send it to us or just go into Facebook and, you know, look up your business name. If you find it, you can send it to us. And then on Monday when my technician calls you, they'll send you another email to help walk you through adding us to the Facebook page. And then that way we can start running the ads for you accordingly, okay?
Yes, I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some results, but I'm already in the profile, the platform profile or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I logged into that.
Okay. Oh, you mean
yeah,
you
I have access to
the back office, or you went into your Facebook, or you went?
I went into the back.
So oh, good. Okay, so you're on your client dashboard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, so right now this client dashboard all shows pretty much blank other than the four directories because you're new. But after Monday, you'll start seeing, you know, some results coming up in these different sections. The first one will be where it says Google Ad Clicks. That's a zero. That box will change to Facebook Ads Clicks, and you'll start seeing numbers here. So every time somebody clicks on your website through the Facebook ads, you'll start seeing that. Once the Google listing gets verified, we'll send you the review generator email that will help you get some 5-star ratings on it. And then if you ever wanted to update anything on your campaign, do you see the tabs at the top that say home, leads, website? The very last one says business info.
Say it again.
On the top of the... Did you log into the dashboard through your cell phone or through a regular computer?
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. So do you see anywhere at the top where there's three dots or there's three lines?
Yes.
Okay. So if you hover over that, you'll see those tabs that I was talking about, home, leads, website, listings. Do you see that?
Yeah, and I do own my website. All right.
So. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't put that we're doing a website for you, but the very last tab says business info. If you click on that one, you can see here that this is what we have set up for you so far. On Monday, you're going to see the technician's going to put in search phrases and hours of operation and payment methods and services, and they're going to add a bunch of content here. And at the very bottom, it says media, logo, cover photo, business photos. So granted, we're not doing a website for you, but if you ever wanted anything fresh posted on your campaign, let's say you have a really cool before and after photo and you want that uploaded, you could put it, come over here and you can add it, and anything that you update over here on the dashboard, it's automatically sent to our technicians and it would be updated on the directories, on the Google listing, and on the Facebook page within 1 to 3 business days. Yeah, so it's kind of a seamless process for you rather than trying to go to each listing individually. You just come here and upload it, and then we would take care of uploading it on all the pertinent places for you.
So around July, middle toward the end of July, I should start getting phone calls from people on Google?
Hopefully sooner, yeah. But they say 6 weeks, so I think, let's see, a month from now would be July 21st. So if I added another couple, so by August 5th, that's your six-week mark. But again, most people see results quicker than that, but that's just like the worst-case scenario.
Okay.
Yeah, so the most important thing is if we call you or we text you or reach out to you because we need something for the verification, just get back to us in a timely manner. And you've been very proactive in getting back to us every time that we talk, so I'm not worried about you whatsoever. But, you know, you don't have to drop everything and do it on the spot. But if they call you and they say, hey, Idris, we need this for your Google verification or we need this for your Facebook ads, just, you know, try to get back to us within 24 hours or so. And then that way it doesn't hold up the placement. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm already verified, remember?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, sometimes Google will, you know, require some added things just to put some more bells and whistles on your account. But you know what I can do? Since you're already verified, I can compose the review generator email for you and send that to you right away. So you can start working on getting some more 5-star reviews. That will help you too. So let me send that to you. I have to manually do it because it's not added in our system yet, but I will manually create that email for you, and then I'll send it out to you, and then that way you can start working on that over the weekend.
Honestly, I won't be able to get much more reviews right now.
Oh, that's right, because you haven't taken on a job since March, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to send it to you just so you have it in your hip pocket, and here's why. Anybody can create a review for you on Google. So even if it's a friend or a relative that knows that you're, you know, a valid business in the area, they can go on there. I just don't recommend that they lie. I don't want them to say, oh, I hired Texan Pride Builders if they didn't, right? But they can absolutely go on there and put, don't hesitate to call this company. He's a trusted business in the community and he has a lot of experience. They can put something like that on there and give you 5 stars, and that will even help you. So, yeah, so don't worry about that if you don't have, you know, some actual clients. As long as it's somebody that can vouch for your services, they can go in and do it too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I think you're all good to go. So welcome aboard, and we'll be touching base with you on Monday. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your weekend too.
Yeah, I can hopefully somebody can walk me through adding them to the Google account.
Yeah, it's that adding is in the email that I sent you. Please add us to your Google business profile. So it's a step-by-step instructions. I think that you're going to be able to go in and get it done within just a couple of minutes. It's not going to be hard for you. But if you try it and you have any glitches and it doesn't go through, then don't worry. Our technician is also going to remind you to do it on Monday.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, and I know you want to get the ball rolling as soon as possible, so I'll keep an eye on the calendar for today. If I see that anybody cancels last minute and they, you know, can't do their client interview and they want to reschedule, then I'll see if I can plug you into that spot. But right now, like I said, we're triply booked for the rest of the day.
So you don't think doing Google Ads would help my PPC would help?
I don't think so, because they're more conducive to the large corporations that has thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They don't do much for a small to mid-sized business. And that's because if you do PPC with us and, you know, you give us $300 to do it, we set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. And the intention there is to stretch the budget out so it lasts throughout the whole month, right? But it all depends on the pay-per-click rate. If the pay-per-click rate is $1, that's great. Then you're up there every morning, that's free. And then once people start clicking on you and you exceed your daily cap, you would rotate off. But let's say the pay-per-click rate is $30, right? You might get one click and that eats up your budget for the next 2 or 3 days, you know? So it's all depending on that, which is why we don't recommend it for the smaller businesses, because those clicks you have to pay for, whether it's a potential client, whether it's somebody clicking on it trying to sell you something, or even if it's a competing company trying to click on it purposely trying to drive your bill up, you know. So, you know, sometimes those ad spends, they get eaten up pretty quickly. So, you know, I would definitely hold off on that until you get this rolling, because I think that this is going to do much better for your business. But as you grow, if you ever want to do, you know, the Google ads, you know, by all means, we could do that for you also.
How much would need to be invested? You said a couple, like a few thousand. How much would I?
Well, the minimum budget is $300, and I always recommend that if you were to try it, that you start there. And here's why, is you have to be able to crawl before you can walk. So I've had people call me out of the blue and say, I want Google ads and I want to pay $2,000 a month, and they want to go gung-ho into it. And even for them, I tell them, like, look, I'd love to take your $2,000 a month, but why don't you start out with the $300 budget, gauge the revenue that you're receiving on that, and then increase the budget down the road based on that. You know what I mean? If you spend $300 and let's say that you get $3,000 back, then you say, okay, now I'm comfortable to spend the $1,000, right? Because I got a 10-to-1 return on investment. But if you spend $300 and all your clicks got eaten up by people trying to sell you things and whatnot, then you might say, okay, well, I'm happy I didn't spend the $1,000, because that would have probably not brought a good return. You know what I mean? So that's why I always say, you know, start with that $300 either way, and then you can see on the dashboard and gauge it as to how many clicks you're getting, how many people are finding you, which keywords they're using, and kind of base your decision on results, whether you want to increase the budget or not. And the same goes for Facebook ads. You know, I know that you're not a huge fan of them, but let's say that you do an absolute strong return on investment with that $100 budget, you could always call us down the road and increase that budget as well.
Okay.
All right. So I think you're all good to go for now. So, you know, you can always reach out to me if you have any further questions. But if not, they will kind of re-verify everything with you on Monday when they call you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend coming up too. Thanks. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.